You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Ryan Presley ready to deal. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone to tie the game. It is a three-run home run for Aaron Hicks. Hicks hits one to the sticks. A three-run blast. And the Yankees have come all the way back to tie the game at six.
Fickle People, Brian, your Yankees are good. Your Yankees are really, really good. I would take Houston and the Yankees playing in the ALCS. No offense to the rising Guardians.
When Montgomery and Taillon and those guys are just continuing to keep numbers down and they're on the back end of your rotation, you're probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, if Severino's the guy that struggles and everybody else is pitching well, and I wouldn't even call what he did struggling, you're probably okay.
Yep.
Jiminy Christmas.
And remember, this is a franchise that didn't do hardly anything in the offseason.
Hey, and...
But
Exercise some patience in not pulling the plug on Boone.
Well, yes, and they have been fortunate that Aaron Judge has been healthy. That's why they waited on a new deal, is they wanted to see if he could be healthy.
Here comes the judge.
And he has been healthy through 70 games, and at 11 a.m. today, he's going to go into an arbitration hearing. Only the 21 season can be used. I think he wants 21 mil. The Yankees are offering up 17, but they have to find a way to keep him in New York, and he would be smart. His profile is with the New York Yankees. I mean, he could finish his career there because right now he's the front runner to win the MVP in the American League. I think Paul Goldschmidt is the front runner in the National League.
Yeah.
But look at
welcome back second half last year, Paul yes. Goldschmidt.
Look at last night. Rizzo has a 16 pitch walk. I mean, that was a fun game. He had 3-run homer. You get a 3-run homer. You get a 3-run homer.
Dude,
you get a 3-run homer.
Rizzo's pretty good.
Yeah, he's had a nice bounce back this year.
I was kind of getting ready to start hating, but I like him because of his personality. Hey, that guy's tough.
Yeah, you know.
Does Judge strike you as a 30-year-old guy?
No.
He's
old. But remember, he was on the Fresno State CWS team in 08.
Yeah, he's old.
Yep.
How much money are you throwing at a 30-some-year-old outfielder?
Well, that's the thing. I don't begrudge the Yankees for holding off because they want to see if he's going to stay healthy.
Yeah.
But now he's going to cost them a lot of money. They can't let Aaron Judge walk. All right, welcome back in. Sharpen Betting in the Morning. There's Damon. I'm Gary Shane here as well. We do have like a little bit of sad news in the food world. This will really make you sad because this is one of the places that we went to with our parents, or your parents or your grandparents still go there or used to go there.
Mm-hmm.
It might be one of the last, and I mean last.
It was where I was first introduced to potato casserole.
Yep.
Those.
Yeah, that was like their staple. So Garden Cafe in Rockbrook, this is their last weekend.
Yeah.
They're going out of business, but their Garden Cafes don't exist. I used to go to one in Lincoln. It was super, super popular out on 70th. I mean, it was always packed.
Once upon a time, I was in my 20s and younger. I hadn't been there for a while, so if they are, I apologize. They did have, in my opinion, the best cinnamon rolls in the city.
Yes.
Now, this was
you could get them at the
Wheat
counter.
This was before some of the other popular places, really, because remember, this is 90s. They used to have these cinnamon rolls.
How did the place in Rockbrook even survive? Because you can't see it. It's on the backside.
No, it's a destination. It's a destination.
Yeah, the backside of Rockbrook. So even though there might be a little sign that, you know, Garden Cafe, you don't see it when you're driving down center. You got to go behind.
Yeah.
I was there a couple years ago.
I'm concerned.
Met somebody.
It's expensive, man. Grocery. It is really expensive. And you got some behind-the-scenes stuff when you were at a particular location downtown talking about supply chains and food costs.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not see the story yesterday on the news with the farmers?
Yep. It's real.
Man.
Apparently, though, it does not matter if you are buying shots.
Yeah, but guess what? You know what I've invested in? Kipper snacks. Why? Hey, don't laugh. If you've never had smoked herring, don't knock it till you try it. And I can eat it right out of the can. It's fantastic. When I want to go fancy, I just use a little hot sauce. Dude, Kipper snacks are fire. Don't. I'm telling you.
Probably not for me.
They're cheap,
but
too.
Good for you.
Cheap, too.
Is Northern Iowa being on Nebraska's schedule in 2024 good for people?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. It has nothing to do with Northern Iowa. It has nothing with the fear of Northern Iowa.
You're negative Nancy.
No, I'm not negative Nancy. I'm looking out for the fan. Negative I'm looking
Nate?
Out. No, you're going to hear why I do not like this game. So it has nothing to do with Northern Iowa has challenged Iowa State in the past, and Iowa and Northern Iowa is a good FCS program.
What do you have against Joe Gans?
I have nothing against Joe Gans. I like Cedar Falls. I've had many friends have gone and have learned how to be teachers at Northern Iowa. And they've got a fairly good football program. Now, they haven't been, I think maybe COVID has hurt them a little bit, but they're one of the better teams in the Missouri Valley Conference in the FCS, which is the best conference in America for FCS football. It has nothing to do with Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa has a good program. Heck, they've sent two guys to Lincoln to play. I don't ever see upside in an FBS team playing an FCS team. And I look at this from a fan standpoint. So this is a home game. It's September 14th, 2024. Nebraska is going to play Northern Iowa, according to FBSschedules.com. 600K to join UTEP and Colorado as home games in 2024. I don't see any upside, and I don't like it for the fan perspective that I'm getting charged full rate to go to an FCS.
Oh, Gary Sharp for the little people.
Oh, I'm going to say the same thing for the opening home game this year against North Dakota. I'm going to say the same thing when North Dakota's back on the schedule in 2026. I'm going to say the same thing in 2028 when South Dakota State comes back here. I don't like FBS games. FBS against FCS games. I don't. I don't think you should charge full price for the fans when you bring somebody in. Play a group of five. Or, you know what? Here's an interesting concept. Just Power Five, play Power Five. There you go. I've got it off.
That's your hot take? This has been going on for years.
I just have to remind people, I don't like this. But I don't like it from the fan standpoint.
I mean,
I don't see upside in this.
Cut it out.
I don't have any.
Northern Iowa needs to make money. Nebraska's got to get a game, and it's how the world works.
So Nebraska shouldn't help out Northern Iowa?
You sound like Barry Alvarez until he thought better of it a year later and was like, yeah, that whole don't do that scheduling thing.
I just don't want the Big Ten to become the SEC where you play FCS teams.
They don't do that until November. It's okay.
Didn't Delaney say, hey, nobody play FCS teams?
No, that was Barry telling Delaney.
What happened to that? Where'd they go?
It lasted a good 2 years.
Come on, Trev.
Because you have to figure out there's only so many Troys in the world.
I mean, Trev becomes athletic director, and he says, I got to help out my hometown, so let's put Northern Iowa on the schedule. Now, there's another part of this is, will this game stay on the schedule? Or will there be another game added?
That's always a thing.
Because with the Big Ten, is the Big Ten going to stick at 9, or are they going to drop down to 8?
Oh, don't you start promoting conference uniformity.
I'm here for fairness.
Well, I'm here for what's right. Because sometimes there's a difference between fair and right. You just can't be trying to compare apples to apples when the schedules are different.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that to the Pac-12. Say, hey, we play round robin. I told you 5 years ago the Big 12 panicked over TCU and Baylor not getting in by going to a conference title game. It's not necessary. You play round robin. And, hey, guess what the conversation is now in 2022? Do we even need conference championship games? They said just chill. If it was Texas or Oklahoma, you wouldn't be worried. You wouldn't have to worry about it. Now you play a round-robin schedule and you leave yourself open to get bludgeoned in the tail end of the championship game and find yourself on the outside looking in. Just don't be reactionary. Watch. It's what the SEC does.
There's no upside.
Hey, we make enough money. We don't have to keep the money in the kitty by keeping the money in an extra conference game. We'll pay it to some schmo. We'll pay him $1,000,001 to come in and get drubbed in November. And it'll be like a bye week. We'll rest guys up as we ramp up for the conference championship. What's wrong with that? Nah. We'd rather split the pie, divvy it up between Rutgers and Illinois and Northwestern and Nebraska for an extra conference game for the sake of the TV deal, because there's more pieces to the pie so the bottom can be closer to the top. Now, we're not going to really be able to put ourselves in an advantageous spot to win championships, but we will make a lot of money. We cool? Yeah. But what about Ohio
State? I've heard this before.
No, man, they're just different. It's Ohio State and everybody else. Well, you can't say that. Well, unfortunately, that's just how it's shaken out, okay? Are you guys good with this? All right, here comes the TV deal. We're signed. Woo! We make a ton of money split up along the conferences. Wait. We only have one real contender every year. Like, do we really want it to be that way? Well, you can't have it both ways. Okay, let's keep the money in-house and play 9 games.
I love that. This is almost verbatim.
You say
this every, like, 3 months.
Every 3 years. Because people, it's like, and now I just laugh. Because people act like this hasn't been a thing. The conference, the lack of uniformity is not a new thing. There are conferences that have an advantage. And they've been able to sell you on a bill of goods saying that the conference is so tough they should be afforded the luxury, even though the bottom of their conference is trash too. And they play one less game. But hey, we'll sit up here and get behind this bad boy and say, and we'll make light of it. Hey, man, it just means more. No, it's a Jedi mind trick. They have mastered the art of getting us to believe that somehow playing Mississippi State the first week in November is somehow more difficult than, let's say, playing Northwestern. Man, it's the SEC. You gone on the road
scheduled
to start
for a championship.
Vegas? You haven't been to start Vegas, man. You heard them cowbells? Yeah, you ever played in 12-degree weather in November up in Champaign or Evanston? That sucks, too. Pretty sure I'd rather hear the noise than be cold.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
I'll be happy the day that everybody is under the same umbrella in Power 5 and you won't have to do this speech.
Hopefully that happens before playoff expansion.
Representing the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, I almost put together a scheduling deal in the elevator the other day. You know, I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. So I got in the elevator. I was coming up from the field and got in the elevator, and on gets Sam Pittman, head coach at Arkansas, who is very unassuming. And a lot of people, like the people that were in the elevator, had no idea who he was. He was there with his, I believe it was his wife.
You've made that mistake once. Let's
not
speculate.
No, I think it was his wife.
You get beat up by that big dude again like you did at OCC.
That was quite the moment.
Who does that, though? Just can't take that. That's how I know you have no game. Hey! Like, you can't just take that leap of faith and say that about a female and not leave yourself open to get chopped at the knees.
That one was a little bit different because she was young.
It was his wife.
Well, but I mean, I wasn't prepared to have like a 27-year difference. I mean, everybody.
Yeah,
would have
no
made
kidding.
That
we don't know how old he was.
He was a little older fella. I mean, good on him though.
Well, he was yoked. That doesn't mean that he was old.
I mean, his money probably folds. So Sam Pittman gets on the elevator. It was his wife. And, of course, he stands next to me, and you know that I have to talk to him. Because I like what he's doing at Arkansas.
Of course you do.
And I said, hey, Coach, welcome to Omaha, welcome to Nebraska. I go, you ever been here before? And he said, no. And I go, you know what, you should bring your football team up here and play. And he goes, yeah?
I wonder if when he was Omaha. At Pittsburgh State, did they play Omaha?
I don't know. He said he'd never been to Nebraska before.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead.
But I said, yeah.
I think he was a gorilla.
Arkansas and Nebraska should play in football. They're not very far away from each other. And he goes, He goes, they don't? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, this is a 6-hour
drive. Let me give you the guy in Lincoln. It's 402. Call his office number, 472-3111.
You got to get him at the 251.
So I tried to do some scheduling because I think Nebraska and Arkansas should play in sports. I think Nebraska and Mizzou should play again.
So did you just wake up with all these epiphanies of things that we have talked about for a long time?
No, I'm expanding
this
the ideas.
This whole Nebraska-Missouri thing, I listen, I was talking about me saying it every 3 months. How often does this come up? Oh, why wouldn't you put Kansas on the schedule? Why wouldn't you put Missouri on the schedule? I mean, we talk about this.
Okay, so 23 and 24 is Colorado. That works. 25 is at Cincinnati. That works. 26 and 27 is finally the Tennessee series. Arizona is 28 and 31. Oklahoma comes back in 29-30, and then Oklahoma State in 34-35. As we saw during the COVID year, this is how scheduling. Yeah, this is how scheduling should be. You should schedule about 10 years out instead of schedule about a year or two in advance, which you can do.
Yeah, I watch basketball do it every year. I watch basketball do it in 3 weeks.
I mean, who knows if we're going to be alive in 2035 to go to Eskimo Joe's? Who knows if it'll even be called Eskimo Joe's?
Wait, that's still a thing?
Oh yes.
So they didn't move it to like Indigenous People Joe's or?
Nope, still Eskimo Joe's. Joe's Weekend is what, this summer? Yeah. You ever go to Mexican Joe's?
I don't even think you can say that. Is Joe Mexican? Is he?
Yeah, and the next door is his Mexican place.
Oh. Are you sure it's Joe?
I miss Stillwater. I mean, you got the Mexican Joe's, Eskimo Joe's, the Tumbleweed.
But now we have to miss that airport.
But we have to stay alive until 2035 to be able to go to Stillwater
that
to see Nebraska.
Where the struggle is.
Oklahoma State. Like some of these games, you know, will not happen.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just trying to figure out why you read that.
Because I'm looking to the future. I mean, these are games that are set. Who's not? The trip to Knoxville in 27 would be a good trip.
Is that still going to be on the schedule?
As of right now, it is. And now Northern Iowa's on the schedule for 2024. Thank you, everybody. It's your choice if you want to pay full rate for an FCS game. Because you may not. Because if the North Dakota game is not the opener this year, I mean, what if it's like the second game? Are people going to be like, eh? But you get North Dakota, Georgia Southern, and Oklahoma. But I wonder if there will be another addition if we will play an extra non-conference game. That would throw an interesting wrench into the new Big Ten schedule. If you said, hey, we're dropping down to 8, and then everybody scrambles to try and add another game. That may help us out where we get Power 5 on Power 5.
Power 5 on Power 5 crime?
Hey!
It can be crime, it can be whatever you'd like, but Power 5 on Power 5.
Because apparently you don't realize in Power 5 conferences, you're going to reach like 70-some-odd teams.
Absolutely.
And you can only play so many games. So you have to have some other people that you can play. Which is why I think talking to 10 conferences was the much better idea. If you're going to float some nonsense, at least have it be something that's halfway attainable. So if I'm Sankey and I'm talking to Gene Smith or somebody else or Kevin Warren, it makes more sense to involve more than 5 conferences. How many non-con games are you going to be able to play against just 5 conferences? Those coaches are going to be like, yeah, are you crazy? Need some help here.
It's the Saban. Saban wants to play all Power 5. But Saban's been a guy that has said, I want to play 9 SEC games. TV would rather
I want to find that in writing.
TV would rather have your TV would take a Rutgers-Maryland game over Rutgers-Howard any day of the week.
Yeah, I know. That was Delaney's whole deal about going to 9. Mm-hmm. I know. Inventory.
And your TV partner saying, hey, we're paying a lot of money. I don't want crap games. Give me some good football games. I mean, we actually may in the end, as college football fans,
would you rather have Rutgers or Colorado, though?
There's both Power 5.
Yeah, I understand. But I'm saying if you go from 9 to 8 you add in another similar non-con game. Because, again, not everybody can play Troy or, you know, somebody else. Let us tell them. We don't want to play
I'm
Troy
for Colorado
either.
Being on the schedule. I think that's a good
regional.
What
about Buffalo? What about Northern mm-hmm. Illinois?
They both are group of 5.
So there aren't times where I think you're just going with consistency, right, over time. Because there are a lot of times where there's a lot of group of 5 teams I don't want to play.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Right? Pretty sure I'll take Rutgers over Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. And now Cincinnati, well, actually, you could. When that game is now being played, that's going to be a Power 5 game for you. Because they'll be in the Big 12 by the time.
Was that 24 or 25?
They got one more year, and then they'll be in the Big 12 next year.
23.
And whatever they're going to do with scheduling in the Big 12 with the last year of Texas-Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That'll be wild.
Yeah, you just have to 86 it, don't you?
Well, you have to turn it upside down
yeah.
on what you're going to do with your schedule. Good luck to whoever will be the new commissioner of the Big 12 then. All right, 7:32. Coming up the next hour, we'll talk to David O'Neill. He is going to tell you about a great event that's coming up at Tal Anderson Field on the 27th. Mike Sutter stops by. Today is, I guess technically it is called the, what is it, the state championship? The seven on NEB Preps 7-on-7.
Sure. I don't even know if it has a name. I just handed out a lot of nice clothes.
Like he did, or?
Yeah, it looks like basketball uniforms, but I'm not going to knock the hustle. I'm just glad we have guys that support what we're doing.
Sponsored by like Chico's Bail Bonds or somebody
like
that?
No, actually it is Battle through and through.
Oh, that's right. Their name is on the...
Yeah, it is. That is Team Sergio.
Will Casey Thompson be there today? Representing Battle.
I imagine if you want to see a lot of guys from around the state, now we won't get a Jalen Lloyd who is competing in the U-20s, but for the most part, it will be a one-stop shop to see a multitude of talent because you're getting everybody.
Damon Benning here for selling tickets at the gate.
No, I don't. Shoot, I don't see any of the revenue. I don't care about that. I'm just saying so people better know what they're talking about. Instead of just following along on Twitter saying, man, you're sleeping on this kid. Yeah. Get out more. What?
Nothing. I love this part of you.
Well, it's just annoying.
So Sauter will join us at 8:30. Mike Schaefer, Matt Verzal, and then Eric Sorensen.
Somebody's mom or dad who's the friend of a friend of a friend who's seen like four games will tell you you're sleeping on somebody. Really?
It's really a great deal.
Is that the same person that tells every Division I basketball coach in the state that their kids should be playing and why they're not being recruited?
I know one thing, man. There's a false sense of security on what a D1 caliber basketball player is. That is a tough sport, and there are a lot of good basketball players that are not Division I. Cut it out.
7:34. It's Friday. Sharp and Betting in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.